You're listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, produced by The Banyan Collective. Find more mind-blowing podcasts at thebanyancollective.com and on iTunes. The Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show, adventure for your ears. We are sitting with Cyril from Snook, correct?
Yeah, hello.
Right on. And it was Remy.
Yeah, from Bau Organic Nutrition.
And then Ben from MILF. Which stands for?
MILF is Made in La France.
Made in La France.
Not the one you know. You already know.
All right, Benny, let's start with you, man. Tell me about your company, Really Nice Shades.
Yeah, thank you very much. Actually, I found the safety glasses in Hattic because I used to work for a ski shop for 10 years. And... So we had a lot of fun to see this kind of crazy shades, and we gave it on the All Freestyles contest around Annecy. So Annecy is very close to Chamonix Mont Blanc, the highest mountain in Europe, and we have a lot of freestylers who went here to Park City in the East Games and they won, like Candide Toex. Maybe the best freestyle skier.
You may have seen him. Yeah, his videos are insane. But
exactly. Yeah. many likes on YouTube.
Yep.
And so there was an event in La Clusaz, and we gave those crazy shades to all the people who were working on the event. So those guys. Well, there was a lot of press on TV. They saw those shades.
Yeah.
And people came back in the shops to buy it.
Yeah.
So the three first guys, it was very funny for us because it slept for maybe 20 years in the ski shop attic.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And after the 20th, we said there is something to do, maybe. Yeah. And so we found the guy who had the mold, and I went to Canada. I stayed there for a year between Vancouver, Montreal, and I spent all the winter in Banff. And everywhere I went, people were asking me, what is the brand? Where can I buy it?
Those are the two questions you want right there, yeah.
And actually, I said, there is no brand, no logo, and no stock.
Those aren't the answers you want, though.
You can't find it anywhere. So, all the year and everywhere I went, they were asking me that. So when I came back to France, I said, I have to make a brand dedicated to these shades. And as the shades were already all made in France, I was looking for an acronym like Made in France, so MIF.
Yeah.
And the guy who worked with me, I asked him if there was something to do like a word play. And he said, MIF, no, but MILF, for sure.
It is a very good conversation starter. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Sorry?
It's a good conversation starter. Yes, it is.
Yeah, for sure.
And actually, in France, it wasn't so famous because it was in 2009. And so we knew the cougars, but not the MILF.
That's true. Yeah.
So I said, okay, I have a punchy name, easy to remember. So, and as the sunglasses are huge, and flashy, if you can wear it, you don't care the name of the brand and you assume it. So that's why when you wear MILF, you go big or you stay home.
You have famous people wearing your sunglasses.
Yeah, actually I had the chance to meet Redman in a concert after his show in Switzerland, and I gave him a pair. And
he looks very happy in your shades.
Yeah. I asked him nothing, but he is wearing like with the push like this to show the brand. And so he assumed it really good.
And after it looks like you made these for Snoop. It looks like these were made specifically for Snoop.
Yeah, but actually it was a very big surprise because it's a co-branding with another brand who is making the eyewear in France too. And I gave them the shape and they made it in steel, stainless. So
yeah, those are gorgeous.
And they had the contact of the Snoop Dogg agent, and maybe they ship him like two or three pairs, and maybe 10 months after, I saw him wearing the eyewear in the clip with Damn Funk, so I was wow.
That's awesome.
It's Christmas before the day.
Yeah. So you're in Ogden, Utah now. Are you looking for distribution in the United States, or where can you buy the sunglasses if you're from the U.S.?
Actually, I am looking for a distributor.
Yeah.
Because I began with only one shape, and after that I had a different style of sunglasses, and I made some neck warmers and ski socks too. Mm-hmm. So I guess there is a place in the shops here, because it's not only only eyewear; it's accessories for snowboarding or for you can go snowboard, kitesurfing, or wakeboarding. And so I guess in Ogden and in Utah there is a lot of activities, and my products I guess can match well with
And then are you looking to have them just for prescription for eyeglasses as well, or just sunglasses?
Yeah, you can go for prescription too.
Yeah,
so
I'd like that, you know.
Yeah.
And even the big one you can go prescription. But it makes huge eyes.
A lot of prescription. Yeah.
I love it. That's awesome. Yeah.
But you can wear it as sunglasses over your prescription.
That's true. The size.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is a big step up from safety glasses.
Yeah.
That's a great background.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it has been designed to fit with the maximum of faces and nose and. So that's why it fits over the glasses too.
MILF taking over America next. Yeah. So very good. Made in the France sunglasses. And you can find social media. Do you want to give a plug to what you're
Facebook,
on?
Instagram.
Okay. Yep.
Like if you Google it, put Made in La France sunglasses. Yeah. Otherwise, you don't get
you
me.
You get different results, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's what you say. Yeah. You're not responsible for the other results.
No, I don't. It's not my fault.
Ben, this is awesome. Thanks for sitting down with us.
Thank you, guys.
Sharing your product.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and then Remy, we got Bao. How do you say it?
Yeah, we say Bao Organic Nutrition.
Bao Organic Nutrition, which we
Does
all...
Does it work?
Yeah. We all need to eat good food, for sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, what's the background? How'd you get started?
Okay, so I'm a kind of a veteran of the outdoor industry. So I was starting my, I would say, business life in the board sports industry in the 80s. And then my last job was to create an industry cluster in France.
Yeah.
And so I've created a cluster named Outdoor Sports Valley, which is bringing together 400 company members. So it's the largest industry cluster in Europe, and I did that for the last 7 years, so it was a very big success, and we have a lot of different organization around this cluster. So we create degrees, we create buying central, we create a lot of different advantages for companies. So we have incubator, nursery, everything to help companies to grow. As I did that, it's a kind of a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. I did that for the last 7 years, and I decided that after 7 years I have done the job, and I decided to jump to something else. And by the end of 2016, I decided to quit the company and to create my own new company by January 2017. So it's very fresh and new company.
Yeah.
So it's a very code breaker concept, because we decide to launch a company in the sport nutrition, but we are very different. We are different because one of my partner is a Michelin star chef, which is absolutely well known in France.
Yeah.
And we were very surprised when we studied the market to see that all the sport nutrition food was not very gastronomic, if you want.
It I was, don't think at all.
It's,
right?
it's very very chemical, very yep. sugar,
yep.
and it's create a lot of problem for athletes. You know, one mm-hmm. of the reasons for athletes to stop in trails or in bicycle race, it's because of the problem to to digest the product, mm-hmm. and at the end. We work with a very famous nutritionist, which is one of our partners, to create product which are organics, 100% organics, vegan, yeah. gluten-free, raw, and we have absolutely no added chemical product, no added sugar, and we work with the chef to create some very innovative which are recipe. Very... new on the market, so we are unique on the market with this approach, and then we decide to be not muscle and effort oriented, and we work exclusively to make something lifestyle oriented, mm-hmm. and this is a different approach. You know, for sure, Red Bull is having that approach with a different product, so we decide to have that approach with a very gastronomic product, very good for the health. So we are more wellness, health oriented than effort, muscle. So the energy is for sure coming with the bar, but we are more focusing on different part of the nutrition, mm-hmm. and not only on the energy which is bring by the product itself.
Well, I'm glad you're here already, because this is a brand new product and you're already looking at going global here.
Yeah.
So
You know, what is different and totally new is the nutritional approach, because we have a dedicated product for women, men, kids, and we are working with a low energy or high energy depending of what you do.
Yeah.
So we launched some weeks ago our first application. So we have you can download it from Apple or Google for free. And you can control what kind of nutrition aspect you need when you do a sport. So you choose your sport.
Oh, that's cool.
By gender, by energy, or if you are high energy or low energy, depending if you want to make your bicycle fast or not very fast, mm-hmm. and the time you are spending on your sport. And so the result is the number of bars you can take and the comparison with fruits. And the energy bring by the fruit. So it's very different. And then we have the possibility also to develop some new recipe. We launch salty product for beginning of next year. At the moment, we have only sweety product. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have salty product. Mm-hmm. Then we will have compotes. And then we'll have drinks.
Wow, that's a lot in a short amount of time.
Yeah, we launch the company in January.
Yeah.
We produce in March, we approach the sales market in April, and we have already more than 300 retailers in France. So we will next week open in Germany, Benelux, and probably also in UK. And now we try to open some possibilities to work with the US market. In the same time, we have a different approach. We are not focusing only on sports shops. We are focusing also on organic shops. So mm-hmm. it's 80% of the market we have in France by organic shops.
Wow. Yeah. Was it hard to find or hard to manufacture that much product being more in the organics from where you're at? Or were you able?
Yeah, it was really difficult, because being 100% organic is totally different on the market. You know, in Europe, when you have the organic label, that means that you are 95% organic.
Oh, that's interesting.
And we decide to push till 100% organic, which is a very big step. You know, the 5% only are like a big gap. And it's why a lot of companies didn't make that gap, because it's super difficult. So we have found a producer in the Alps, in French Alps, And it's a story which start 2 years ago, because we have done a trip all around Europe to find a producer, and finally we discovered that in the Alps, in French Alps, there was a factory, or I would say a workshop, but a large workshop, which is producing very organic, very high level and premium organic product. So we start with this producer in April, as I told you, and by the end we have already sold more than 120,000 bars since we produced the first launching in April.
Wow.
Yeah.
So congratulations, by the way.
Thanks.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work. So congratulations.
Yeah, and you know, it was a challenge for me because I stepped from one job to another.
Yeah.
And I had absolutely no experience. But we are four partners, and it's very a very ideal team, because one of my partners was a former Unilever and Kraft marketing manager for Europe, so he knew perfectly the nutrition market, or I would say the food market. Yes. But he decided to change and to go to something more simple and organic, because it was more going in the direction of what he's thinking personally.
Yeah.
And then we approach a chef. You know, it's very different of the job done by the other, my competitor, I would say. And the chef was very surprised of the approach, and finally say, why not to make such product with a good taste?
Yeah.
And at last but not least, the nutrition guy is very well known. He's a nutritionist of very well known athletes in the world. So there is a lot of athletes coming from America, by example, to visit him in France, because he's coach for a guy we are doing the Tour de France, or we are making very important trail like UTMB or all trail like that. And also he's in charge of the French athletic team or French ski team. He's coach for that guy, and he has a very different approach in nutrition. So that was difficult, because again, to produce such a technical product with premium content is not so easy. So it's very easy to tell, but not so easy to make.
Sure, absolutely. Now, did you guys sponsor UTMB or Tour de France or anything?
We have some athletes. So since we launched the company, we have made some sponsoring. But as I told you, we are a lifestyle company, so we don't want to show too much effort. So we have some trailers, but we are focusing mainly on surfers, skaters, snowboarders. And I'm very happy, because we touch very cool guy. We are not very focusing on money only, but also on their health.
Yeah.
And finally, we have now already two or three titles of world champion in different sports.
Wow, that's cool. I like the branding too.
So, one last question there for you. Who is this?
It's a draw done by my daughter, because she's a graphist.
I
Baou, it's. It's in fact it's two names. It's BAM, for the explosion of taste, flavor, fun, outdoor, and whatever you want. And wow, when you put the bar in your mouth, you say wow.
Baou.
Yeah. And so the O is like an explosion. And as I'm a fan of rock band AC/DC, I put the horn of AC/DC on it. Yeah.
I love it. That Remy. I love it. That's good.
It's different.
Yeah. Well, thanks for coming to Ogden, and good luck. Let's get this brand here.
Yeah, I would like definitively to enter on the market. And I know that the approach of the organic market in the U.S. is good right now.
Really good.
There
is
a big increase in the market. People are more and more taking care of their health.
Yep.
And I think that as I can see, approach with less sugar, with less carbon hydrates, makes things very interesting for the U.S. Market.
Yeah, awesome. Congratulations, Jeremy.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. All right, next up we have Cyril. Well, Snook, I sat on this.
You put it up here. Let's take a look at it.
Let's take a look at this thing. What? Now, I went and sat on this, and so did Todd. This is a ski, but it's a dual ski that stacks with a seat, which is cool. So you can tour uphill, and then you sit on the seat, and you can ski down. It looks fun and different and new. So, Cyril, what are we looking at here?
Actually, you are looking at something, as you said, really fun. It started when I wanted to bring some friends in the mountain, but they did not have the skill to go touring. Somewhere snowboarding.
The best things start is your story right here.
Yeah.
It involves your friends and having a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I wanted to do. Yeah. And some of them were snowboarding, some of them were snowshoeing, some of them were, they were doing a lot of different things. And to spend some time together in the mountains, that was so difficult, because if you say to them, okay, let's go touring, the others say, no, no, but I don't know how to ski. And you say, okay, there is deep powder, let's go to go snowboarding. And the other one is saying, no, you, with my snowshoes, it will be difficult to go down.
Yeah.
So I was looking for something actually that could you could handle in 5 minutes. It could be really fun to share, because sometimes when you're snowboarding, you do it alone and you find yourself.
Todd, you can learn this in 5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Let's come. Well, let's wait for the snow next week, no? Next week. Let's wait for 1 week. So that was the goal, just to have a really fun time together. And that's it.
After you skied then?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I was touring a lot. I made some red between Briançon and Chamonix, so that's 10 days in the mountain without going down. I loved it. But how do you bring friends which are not good skiers to really know the mountain?
Right.
So that's what...
How did you come up with getting them lower to the ground and in like a sitting position?
Actually, it's a very old tradition. Mm-hmm. We have close to Annecy, close to Chambéry in Haute-Savoie in France. And this device have been used since more than 100 years.
Really?
They used it because with only one ski, it was much easier to turn. And actually with this Nuke, you can really turn like skiing. Actually, it's much more easy to ski, and you can brake like skiing. So it's super safe. And it's as safe as in the resort where they really care about safety of people.
Yeah.
They allow us to go with the skiers. So for us, it's not only something different. It's like completely new thing, completely new universe. So you had the ski, and one day, 20 years ago, somebody came with a snowboard, and it was a completely new universe that started in the resort. And if you remember, that was really difficult at the beginning. People said, no, you have to have specific slope, and you are dangerous. And today, it's again something new, and we are sure that it could bring new people enjoy the mountain. It would be a first step that today there is not.
So this product here too, it comes with two skis, and so you can skin up. Does it come with like little mini skins or
so you have two skis. There is specific binding where you can adapt any shoes.
Okay.
And this binding we were inspired by North Pole expedition. So you can really put any shoes on it, and you put skin under.
Okay.
So that's for the climbing.
Yep.
And in your backpack, you have a seat that you fold. It's really light. It just follows the curve of your back, and it weighs 2 kilos. So that's it's a computer.
Yeah.
And when you arrive on top, you just take off the seat of your backpack, take off the suspension, you take off the skin, take off the binding, you put the skis on top of each other, put the seat, and ride down. And here, you feel like Mario Bros. You just want to fight with your friends. It's super fun.
I love it. So have you made how many years have you made them?
Sorry?
How many years?
How many years did it take to do that?
The process, and how long have you been making them in this form?
We launched it 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
2 years.
So that's brand new.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And then how are sales in Europe?
The sales are going quite well. We are slowly but surely.
Special delivery here. Whoa. So if you would like a drink, this is fantastic.
So the first year was quite difficult because people were saying, "Oh, but that's a sled. You cannot bring it on the slope." And we say, "No, let's try it. If you want, after you can forbid it on the slope, it's okay. But just try it. Like, you know what you will forbid." So we went to the slope, finally get meeting with people. They tried it. They went down. And even if they were really good skiers, like a ski teacher or responsible for the security, they went down and say, "Yeah, there is something. It's nice. Nice feeling to be 20 centimeters from the ground and really carve it. It's really nice." So they accepted it. So from the second year, now we got more than 60 resorts who accept it.
Wow, that's a lot.
And we are starting in Austria, in Switzerland, and in Norway. And actually, we have one resort in Iceland. So we are doing great.
Nice work, man. Nice work. So you're trying to open in the U.S. now, next,
it's
right?
the yeah. first time we come here because yeah. we had the fantastic opportunity and really a really warm welcoming from Ogden. And so that's our first come to
Did you
US.
Show Snow Basin?
I just went today.
Yeah.
But just for trekking today, that was for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And tomorrow, yes, we have a meeting in Snow Basin.
Yeah.
And normally we will meet responsible for the resort and rental manager. So hope they will like it and they will see the potential.
A great rental piece.
A rental, just, yeah.
To try and play and...
This is a safety tether?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You, okay. When you take the lift, you have to attach it. And when you go down, you have to attach it like...
Now, are there any different versions of this? Or is it this the one?
There is only one size.
Okay.
Because it's much more easier for rental shop. There is one size and that's all. And you can use it from 9 years old to 70 years old.
Groomers, powder, bumps. This can handle everything?
Everything. Just if you go in more than 30 centimeter of powder, just bring some, you know, some tuba because you will have so much snow in your
you
face.
Need a snorkel.
And that is some of our snow out here. Yeah, it's that deep powder.
So
yeah.
it can't, because it's a shorter ski.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it can handle pretty deep pow.
30 centimeter of powder, you will be over the powder.
I didn't know that.
That would be great. Most days, yeah. That would work all right, yeah.
And you will have one of the day you will eat the most powder you can.
Yeah, I'm going to eat all the powder. All right, so how'd you come up with the name and the branding behind it?
So Snook actually is a contraction of two words in English, which is snow and bok. Bok is a sled with only one ski. So you make snow bok, you contract them, and it makes Snook.
Snook, okay.
And we have very good feedback.
I love it. So where you're trying to come into the U.S.
Yeah.
And of course, we'd love to have you here in Utah, but... Where did you want to land initially? Where did you want to go into? Do you know?
Actually, I think Ogden would be a perfect place.
Good answer.
I've been hearing about the powder here, yeah. And it's not only for the device. Yeah. It's just because I want to come back to test it.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd say that's the best answer. Yes.
Cyril, I want to test it with you, if that's okay.
You know what? Next week.
Okay. Next week. We might be able to next week. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Anything else you want to tell our audience about your product, your ski?
Yeah. What can we do to help? Yeah,
what's like the price the point? Yeah. If I want to buy one, how much do they cost?
At the moment, it's we don't have a price because we first have to check with the resort how they want to work, how they want to import it, mm-hmm. All the custom and everything. So we are brand new in the market, so we really have to check with them. Mm-hmm. What I would like to say is maybe you will have a first look and you will say, that's a sled. Yeah, okay. You know what? Just take your courage, two hands. Try it one time and give us a feedback after. And bring your friends, your family, and your colleague. That would be super fun.
Ogden, Utah, look for the Snook, possibly at Snow Basin this year. That could be pretty fun. Yeah. All right, Cyril, Remy, Ben, thank you so much for joining us today on the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show. Anything else you want to add before we take off here tonight?
I have something to add.
Yeah.
We decide to reduce the impact on environment with our product, and we have launched a waterproof box. So when you do biking or trailing or surfing, because it's also a possibility to use our bars in the water, because they don't have a problem with that, because we have no additional sugar, so no problem in the water.
Yeah.
We have that box, so you can bring all the bars without the packaging around, and so then you absolutely no impact on the environment. I can show you what it's like.
That's very smart.
And then it will be difficult for the people who hear the podcast. I can make a test with you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, yeah.
So let me show you the box.
And thanks to our hosts here at Amer Sports and Snorer Grill for providing beverages on the house this evening.
We have a nice welcome over there.
Yeah, nice smoke. Oh, I like that. Here, let's take a picture of that.
So you have a taste.
Okay, this is a taste test time.
Side, but it's in French, but maybe you have the catalog with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it says what the flavor it is on the side.
So you have one more in chocolate here.
Okay. So oh, they're different flavors. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We have, as I
told you we have five flavors.
Oh, five flavors.
Too this was the orange.
Too many for men and one for kids. When I take this, girls,
yep, cocoa and
orange for me.
Cassis.
Cassis is this one.
Is almond. Ooh, oh, yeah, I want this one. All right, let's try it. Okay, so this is the...
Jansen is a typical plant from the mountain in France. And,
this is crazy. Okay, this is going to be great.
And this is the orange cashew. This would be my first pick.
This is my favorite one.
This would
orange cashew. What do you think? Orange cashew, and I've got...
it's a good, strong orange. This is good.
Black currant almond.
So you have no air inside, so it's giving a very good satiety. So when you take
it's phenomenal.
When you take it in the mouth...
They're it's good.
It's
yeah.
Great taste.
A different aspect...
Well done, sir.
Yeah, that's really, really good.
That's really...
What's weird, I can't believe how fresh it is. Like, really fresh. Yeah. Thanks, you guys.